Father, thank you for a day like this. We can entrust you with our lives. Because our lives to begin with is yours. Bless this service tonight, today. Liberate somebody. Deliver somebody. Cause today to be a turning point for someone's life. We worship you, we honor you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Bring you greetings from the nations of Togo and also Ghana. Great, great nations. Very, very hospitable people. I'll show you the clips of them shortly. And before then, we'll look at the inevitability. That is the necessity of faith. Part 2. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 4. So behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. We have as an objective understanding the necessity of faith. And number 2, understanding the basic content of faith. I want to say this morning, we said earlier in the first service, that faith is not just a church doctrine. Neither is it a tool with which we get things from God. Not just a tool. Faith is not just a symbol of spiritual attainment or superiority. Faith is not for just for those who are interested in faith. Faith is a vital necessity for life. The life of the child of God is depending on their faith. And in the first service, we looked at what makes faith necessary. Number one, we said, our lives and existence in the earth are dependent on faith. If faith is out of place, a person can die before their time. Because the just lives by their faith. Secondly, we said that we are saved by faith. We stay saved by faith. It is easy to lose salvation when faith in God is lost. Those who call themselves atheists say they don't have any faith. They believe in nothing. There's no God. There is nothing. No faith. Thirdly, we said that faith is necessary for victory in the conflicts of life. To defeat the devil, you need faith. You don't want the devil to make you a victim. You need faith. You don't want to end as casualty in the battles of life. You need faith. Your victory is at the mercy of your faith. There's no demilitarized zone. Whether you are interested or not, a battle is on. Your interest is not needed. That I want to fight or not, there is a fight. Do you see that strange scripture in Psalm 69 verse 4 in the first service? Those who hated me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. I didn't do anything, they hate me. They are plentier than my hair. For no reason. You look fine, you are hated. You look ugly, you are hated. Whatever it is. You don't bow for the way they do things. You are hated. You have a different opinion from them. They are hated. One man came to my office some time ago. And he said, I feel led to come and see you, but you are one of the people that I hate. I said, I don't know why. I said, so what did we do to you? He said, I don't really know, but just that I don't like you. That man testified on this altar. We need to pull back his testimony. He has been struggling for fruit of the womb for 7 years or something. I said, okay, it is well. There's no challenge. If you have not done anything against you, don't hate us. Gave him book to read, tapes to listen. He went, came back, life changed. Till he came to the altar here to testify. In case this will answer your question. What did I do that they hate me? Those who hate you for no reason are plenty. Even they themselves cannot tell you the reason. Hallelujah. Faith is necessary. Number four, we said faith is necessary for health and wholeness. Thy faith has made you whole. The number of times you ate food that you don't know what was inside the food. Listen to the first service message. Get very, very striking illustrations. You don't know. Your faith is made you. It's necessary for your health and your wholeness. That's Ghana. Finally, faith is necessary for accessing our inheritance and promises in God. If your Christian life will not end as mockery, and you are not going to appear to people like you are lying that you believe in God, faith is needed so that your life can reflect God. Hallelujah. We'll take another five. That leads us to number six, which is number one here. The quality. All right, faith is needed for quality. For quality of existence in the earth. Quality of life and existence in the earth. That is, it is one thing to be alive. It's another thing to live a life of quality. Faith is needed for quality of life and existence in the earth. The quality of our lives and existence are dependent on our faith. Whether you will live a fear-filled life or a bold and confident life is dependent on your faith. Whether you will live a fear-filled life
or a bold and confident life is dependent on your faith. Whether you will live like a vegetable in the earth or live like a lion in the wild, in the forest, is dependent on your faith. Romans chapter 1 verse 17 said, therein the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Whether we live the life of struggling through the earth, or the life of succeeding through the earth, there is an element of faith. Am I communicating at all? There are people who live lives that they are asking, but death is better than this. I heard the story of a program where it was like a relationship meeting. You see, how many people are widows here? Widowhood will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Somebody say a louder amen. And some people lifted up their hand. And a woman lifted up her hand, sitting beside her husband. And the husband says, something wrong with you? They are talking about widows. She still lifted up her hand. So what is that? Say, is my life now not worse than widow? That is, as far as she was concerned. If she wasn't married at all, or husband was lost, to her it was better than the quality of life she was living. That will never be your portion. So our faith is needed, so that life does not give you what it wants, so that you can take out of life what you demand. So that you don't live at the mercy of the forces of this life. So that you live practically at the mercy of God. So that you live our theme of 2025. Dominion 2025. Taking charge everywhere. And taking charge everywhere, I have it how I want it. It is. That shall be somebody's portion. In the name of Jesus, that shall be somebody's portion. Everybody who is living life currently at the mercy of the forces of this life, I declare your liberty right now. In the name of Jesus. Secondly, today for this service, faith is necessary for functional spirituality. Functional spiritual life. Functional spirituality. Hebrews 11:6 said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Functional spirituality. What do I mean? It requires faith to believe that God exists. It requires faith not to give up on God. It requires faith to know you are not wasting your time. To know that going to church is not a waste of time. To know that fasting and prayer is not a waste of time. To know that givings and sacrifices are not wastes of time. To know that going to reach out to the lost is not a waste of time. See how restless your pastor is. from Warri to Uyo to Lagos to Calabar to Oka, from Ida to Warri. To Uyo, to Lagos, to Calabar, to Oka, to Maiduguri, to Pakistan. The relation of Afghanistan and Iran to voodoo and voodoo dominated Togo. To Ghana, back to Abuja, to London, England, this week, Friday. Why are you not enjoying your life? Like, take a little holiday. My wife and I will be 31 years in marriage by Wednesday. I'll talk about that later. Take a week to Hawaii. Or Barbados, 2 weeks. Or Mauritius, or Paris. And just enjoy your life. After all, I've tried. Where's the time? If you don't have faith in God, the devil will tell you you are wasting your time. At a point in our lives, people thought and inferred that we were wasting our time, wasting our lives. Very soon I will show you clips of our crusades in these places. And you will see how the wastage of life is. Functional spiritual life. To do what God wants you to do. To obey the word. To obey scriptures. To live a vibrant spirituality. To pray in the morning without follow up. To fast without encouragement. To do the things that you need to do without anybody pushing or coercing you. There is something in you that makes you know that God is not just real, but He is a rewarder. He's not a waster of people. He's not just watching what you do. He rewards what you do. Somebody say aloud, amen. When you see people whose spiritual life is hanky-panky, when they feel like they go to church, when they don't feel like they don't come to church, when they have small pressure, they relax in their prayer life and relax in fasting and waiting on God. Faith in God is slack. When you see people of rugged faith like Smith Wigglesworth, like Abraham, people like Kenneth Copeland, Bishop David Oyedepo, their spirituality is also very rigid. Prayer time, very, very rigid. Study of the word, fasting, very, very rugged. I pray today, everybody who is battling with their spiritual life and spiritual journey, I declare that battle is over right now. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Number 3, which I believe is number 8. Faith. All right, let me give you a passage in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. He said, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, see, when faith is not in place, it is easy for people to draw back. My soul shall have no pleasure in him. Drawing back from God, relaxing your commitment to God, relaxing your commitment spiritually, is a possibility when faith is lacking. Faith is necessary for functional spirituality. Number 3, faith is necessary for persistence. in the conflicts and battles of life unto victory. Faith is necessary for persistence in the conflicts and battles of life unto victory. In the first service, we saw that battles will come. Conflicts in life will come. Whether you are interested or not, they will come. But we are saying here, that faith is necessary not to give up in any fight. Job chapter 10, chapter 14, and in verse 14. Even though Job feared earlier on, he became rugged in faith later. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. That is faith. Between me and the devil, it is the devil that will give up. I will see the end of this problem. This problem cannot see my end. That is faith. I will see the end of this disease. This disease cannot see my end. That is faith. I will see the end of this witch. This witch cannot see my end. That is faith. Faith gives you the audacity and the ruggedity and the tenacity and the pertinacity. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? To continue until victory is won. I am here today to announce there are a generation of people hearing the sound of my voice that will weary out the devil. You will tire out the devil. Your problem will not swallow you. You will swallow the problem. I don't care the symptom in your body right now, or the diagnosis, or your current frustration, or the situation, or the verdict of man, or the verdict of the devil regarding your life. I am anointed to announce, you will see the end of that devil. It will not see your end. One day, we're going to have a program somewhere. One man said, over his dead body, before we use the venue. The young man who came to tell me said, this, we cannot use that venue. I said, why? He said, somebody said, over their dead body. So I said, the person didn't say anything bad. It's not a bad thing he said. The person said the program will hold, but that he will die first. That is what he said. He's just expressing his desire. He's not against the program. He only says, I will not be alive to witness the program. That was what happened. Person expired and program held. That is faith. I will see the end of this matter. This matter will not see our end. Many years ago, a particular official was making noise. I told our people then, I said, we were here before they came. We will be here after they have left. We will see their end. They will see our end. That was how it was. And relevance also disappeared. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? If you don't have faith, battle just swallow you. But that will never be your portion. You just give it. Can you imagine a soldier man fully armed in the battlefield? And then he hears the sound of some heavy guns like a GPMG, and then he starts crying in the battlefield. He's a gunner. Cowardice. Turn back. Run. No way. I heard the story of the rugged General Napoleon Bonaparte. He's crossing to the other side to fight an army that had more weapons and more, and they are more in number, more in weapon, out-weaponed and outnumbered. There was a bridge before they crossed. After they crossed the bridge, they broke the bridge and telling his people, you know, there's no way back. Either you fight to win or fight to death. They won the fight. They won the fight against the people that were more in number. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? One of those rugged men, I believe it was Alexander, they asked him, they said, supposing you are going into battle and there is no food with your men, no food, no supplies, what will you do? He said, there will be no problem if there is food in the camp of the enemy. That is, I delete them and take their food. That is the ruggedity that translates into faith in the realm of the spirit. Where you are saying, it is not me that the devil will defeat. I am the one to defeat the devil. Hey! 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 Managalaya hashadayadada. I declare and release the spirit of persistence. Every spirit of discouragement and despair. Every capacity to give up. I arrest that devil. I decree you shall win the battles of your life. Faith, most times, is the twin of patience. It's like snail and shell. It's like sun and shadow. See that in Hebrews 6 and 12. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith that is connected to patience inherit the promise. There are people who have patience without faith. But it's not possible to have faith without patience. Patience most times come along with faith. Faith tells you it must happen. Faith tells you wait until it happens. Faith tells you don't give up, you can't give up. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That is why it is very, very important, very, very vital. So that you don't give up in the fight. So that you don't give up for the devil. He said, was it Hebrews, Romans chapter 8, verse 30? Whom he predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. You see, that, the two things I want you to learn here is that it is not possible to be justified or be saved without the help of God. And he justified you unto the destination of glorification. Nobody is saved to be shamed. Whom he justified, them he glorified. You are not called unto shamification. You are called unto glorification. And he said glorified, which is past tense. He didn't say I will glorify you. Say I have glorified you. That is, I have given you a call. The glorification is a concluded matter. Just like your healing is concluded. So if you are sick today, you are not a sick person that is trying to get healed. You are the person that has already been healed that the devil is trying to make sick. You are the person that has been glorified already, whose glory the devil is trying to attack. So until your life ends in glory, your story has not ended. Until your life ends in glory, until your life ends in praise to God, until your situation ends in praise, your story has not ended. And I am here to speak to somebody. Your story must end in glory. It will not end in shame. The story of your family will end in glory. It cannot end in shame. 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 I am anointed to announce to somebody. I don't know what battle you are in right now. But God said I should let you know. At the end of the day, the devil would have gained nothing. And you would have lost nothing. Hey! At the end of the day, the devil would have gained nothing. And you would have lost nothing. Shout the loudest amen. Look at somebody by your side. Say, the devil will gain nothing. And you will lose nothing. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Number four. We still have a long way to go. Number four, faith is necessary to ward off arrows of strange attacks. Arrows of strange attacks. Faith is necessary to ward off. In Ephesians chapter 6, and in verse 16, the Bible said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Arrows. We live in a world of strange arrows. One strange dream. One strange encounter. One strange sensation. Suddenly, could occasion age-long battles if not handled by faith. Strange dream. Strange encounter. Strange feeling. I told you many years ago, one of our pastors went to one of the states in North Central Nigeria. I won't mention the place. He came out of the vehicle in the evening about 6:30 p.m. to 7. And he matched something. And fire rushed through his leg. Fire pain like electricity. He called me from there and said, sir, I just matched charm. He said, my leg is on fire. It wasn't planted for him because they didn't know he was coming. But it was planted. He came out to relieve pressure on the road and matched charm. And I roared on that devil in the name of Jesus. Arrow, retrieve, backfire to hell. Suddenly, see, the pain is going. It's going. 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 Gone. There was no way he could have driven. That is the kind of thing somebody is carried from the ground. World of strange arrows. Somebody dreamt in the night where about 3 giants were driving nails into his head. Woke up in the morning, the outcome was tumor inside the brain. It will never be your portion. It will never be your portion. Every arrow looking for you, it returns to those who sent it. Every arrow looking for you, looking for your family, looking for your loved ones, it backfires to hell. Somebody shout power. You need to be alive. You need to be alert. It might be between 10 to about 15 years ago, there about 10 to 15 years. I dreamt in the night, saw a devil with green eyes, giving himself, not me, a deadline. I woke up in the morning. I didn't even tell my wife. See, if you're a devil enough, carry out your threat, let's see. He gave himself a date that was before an August minister's conference. When the time approached, there were physical signs to show that the devil truly spoke. We have physical signs, physical. They were warded back to hell from where it came. When the date came and the date passed, that was when my wife was knowing that the devil gave himself a time. And that devil must be roasting now. If a witch was beside, or a wizard or an occult man, they are all cooling their head in hell now. If there is any place, if there's any coolness there, hitting their head in hell. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We live in a very, very wicked world. Some people came to greet you, it's not hand, they are shaking. How many times will people go to the village and return back with affliction? Somebody laid the foundation of a building, he returns back with affliction. All manner. But that will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. If we live in a world where people can kill their mother, yes, their mother for ritual, how much more? But that will never be your portion. So your faith needs to be alive. So the moment you feel an arrow, if it comes 1,000 times a day, you send it back to the devil 2,000 times a day. Oh, somebody just says, why he dreamt of plane crash 3 times. Those 3 times, return the crash to the devil. Return it. I return it back to you. Devil, you showed this plane crash yesterday. I am telling you again, it shall not happen. You have showed it 10 times now, and 11 times I'm telling you, it won't happen. It can happen to you, not to me. Am I communicating? Faith makes you be on your guard. And you don't accept anything contrary to the word. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is why faith is necessary. To tackle arrows. You remember you traveled to Europe one time? Was it in the aircraft or something? And then, I can't pay you, Lord. I can't pay you, Lord. You sang that song on that occasion. That's right. Yes. In the hotel to board the next morning. All of a sudden, some strange...
Yes, transit in the hotel to board the next morning.
Yes.
And sudden pain. Just sudden. And I started singing the song. I can't pay you, Lord. I can't pay you, Lord. That was the end of the pain.
I wasn't there. She was there, Lord, and I'm here. Placed a call. But the battle was handled before the call came through. I was called to be informed. So when you are on your own and nobody you know is there, it's your faith that will handle your arrows. just by yourself, anywhere, is the faith. And that is why I announce to you today, you will never be cut short before your time. You will never be taken by surprise by the devil. Your faith will war. Finally, take your seat. When you are on your own and no one you know is there, it is your faith that will handle the arrows and handle the battles. Finally, faith is the determinant of our outcome in God and in life. Your outcome in life, your outcome in God. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 29, the Bible said, then touching their eyes and saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith. It is not according to the powerfulness of the devil. Your life is not going to end according to the powerfulness of the devil. It is not according to the wickedness of the wicked. It is not unto you according to what you dreamt in the night. It is not unto you according to the wickedness of your boss in the office. It is not unto you according to who is in charge of your government. It's not unto you according to the economy of your nation. It is unto everyone according to their faith. Your faith, F-A-I-T-H, determines your faith. F-A-T-E. It determines your faith in life. Your F-A-I-T-H determines your F-A-T-H, your faith. Did you hear? Shobo. Enogo. Apo. Echebo. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Kajiko. Say it in your language. Awo. Hallelujah. So stop blaming everything. Start building your faith. Because it is unto you according to your faith. If your faith says yes and your boss says no, your faith will win. If your faith says yes and the devil says no, the devil will lose. If your faith says yes, faith that is in accordance with the word, God cannot say no. Because God honors his word, honors his faith. Someone say a loud amen. Amen. Someone say the loud most amen. Amen. Lift your hand, say my faith will win. My outcome in life is being determined right now by my faith. What I believed yesterday affected where I am today. And what I am believing today is affecting where I will be tomorrow. Hallelujah. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. One of our members here is a senior officer in one of the security forces in the country. Told me, said, did you remember you told us in the university that you are going to build for God a 100,000 seater where people will worship God in? University. And I have never heard that such a building existed anywhere in the world. Even the 50,000 seater faith tabernacle was not yet built. Nowhere in the world. And yet you are telling people, tiny university boy, you don't even have motto. And you are telling people, we'll build 100,000. And when he said it, I remembered clearly. What you believed yesterday is affecting where you are today. And what you are believing today is going to affect where you will be tomorrow. I saw us invading nations of the world, effortlessly spreading fire. It's happening effortlessly today. Until nations are now the ones calling, including some prime ministers of some country. There are two countries now, one in South America, one in Africa, where the leadership of the nation is the one inviting. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It is unto you. And I speak to somebody right here. In the name of Jesus. Your faith will win the victory. Your faith will win the victory. Your faith will win the victory. Shout the loudest amen. Very, very quickly. Because of time. What is the content of faith? What basic requirement should a person have before faith works? And basically we said, it is the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is the baseline of faith. That's right. Captured it very well. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that God did. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. So knowing God steps us into the realm of exploits. But what is it about the knowledge of God? Look at five dimensions of the knowledge of God. And we're going over it just like the first service. Number one, it is the knowledge of the reality and the authenticity of God. The reality and the authenticity. Your faith is strong when there is a knowing that God is real. That you are not serving a fake God. That we are not deceiving ourselves going to church. The reality. The authenticity of God. Isaiah chapter 44 and in verse 8. He said, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? You are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yeah. There is no God. I don't know any. God said, I'm not aware there's another God. There is none. And there is none that I'm aware of. When I stand on this altar and I say, somebody there, God is opening your left eye that is not seeing. I am too aware that God is real. I saw it from his word. And I saw it over and over again. The knowledge of the reality of God. Number two is the knowledge of the almightiness or the bigness of God. That we serve a big God. The God who is equal to every task. The almightiness of God. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 1. He sits in the heaven. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? Where is the place of my rest? That big God who sits in heaven and puts him his leg on the earth. Too big. Am I communicating? That is why some of us, we don't plan things according to our size. Because our size is too tiny. We plan and think in terms of the size of God. If mortal people can fly any way they want to conduct issues and matters that have no eternal value, that will perish when time has ended, then those that are on the business of eternity, even their cameramen can go by any means according to the size of our Maker. Some of our cameramen, technical staff and others say, this is the first time in my life. Some say, this is the first time in my life I am flying a plane. Some say, this is the first time in my life I am flying private. And it wasn't done for luxury. Because after Togo Crusade, there is need to be in Accra immediately. There is need to set up things immediately. You cannot, if we are going to wait for whatever available flight is available commercially, maybe the crusade has already gone. And if the owner of the universe owns the earth, he does not need to struggle to make his function happen with ease. When your faith understands the bigness of God, beggarly existence end, pitiable living ends, shadow living ends, it is the knowledge of the almightiness or the bigness of God. Number three is the knowledge of the possibilities of God, the limitlessness. That with God, anything is possible. When your faith can understand the possibilities of God, the limitlessness of God, that we serve a God with whom nothing is impossible. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 13, it said, yea, before the day was I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will walk, I will do anything I want. Who can hinder me? When your faith is anchored on that God with whom anything is possible, your battles are over. Matthew 19:26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So, you just move. Anything is possible with God. Anything can happen with God. One day, we were about to fly from America. My wife was coming from Connecticut, I think to New York or something. And the flights and things were about to be canceled because a mighty blizzard or storm or something was coming to land. And she called me and she said, this is going to prevent her return back home. Because flights and everything will be canceled. I said, can we agree? She said, yes. I said, okay. So we turn whatever is to land in Connecticut, go and land anywhere else. And the meteorologist, it was confusion. The meteorologist came and said, they don't know what has happened. But it has deflected. It went somewhere else where the people were angry. Because their forecasters didn't forecast it. Be believe it or doubt it, that is your own. Your belief is immaterial. I've seen some garbage people say they don't believe in miracles. You are your own. I say, my name is Paul. You say, no, your name is meant to be Sonny. Does that affect me? Maybe you are mad. That is why you say, my name is not my name. You understand what I'm talking about? And so you don't bother with some irrelevant, remotely disconnected, inconsequential, statistical pieces of materials. Irrelevant, unknown. Unknown beyond their streets. You understand? You don't bother with such kind of junkyos people. That's what I'm talking about. Paul, the apostle said the things we have seen, the things we have heard, the things we have handled are things we declare. The cunningly devised fables. There are arguments you don't need at all. Don't waste argument. Don't waste time arguing with inconsequential human beings. This social media days is wasting a lot of people's human lifetime. People who have no job will go and say, they say some things happen. I don't believe. And some people are busy trying to. You are wasting your life. Let life wasters waste their life. They have no business with life. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. The knowledge of the possibilities and the limitlessness of God. That knowledge is very, very important. That God is limitless. And number four is the knowledge of the reliability, infallibility, and dependability of God. That God is reliable. God is infallible. God is dependable. If he gives you a check, go to sleep. It will cash. Hallelujah! Psalm 89, verse 34 to verse 35. 89:34-35. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie. God has sworn never to lie. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore you sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. You sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. I am the Lord, I change not. You sons of Jacob, I am the same. I am reliable. I am dependable. You can bank on me. You can count on me. And of course, Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Titus 1 and then verse 2. The Bible said, in the hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. The God that cannot lie, promised before the world began. In the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie, not that he will not lie, he cannot lie. A dog cannot fly, not that it will not fly. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Fish cannot fly, not that it will not fly. That's how God is. He cannot lie. When your faith is resting on the fact that God is reliable, it's a new season. And finally, it is the knowledge of the love of God and the willingness of God. That God is loving and God is Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, all the way to verse 5. He said, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yeah, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee, and I will build you, and you shall be built. I have loved you with an everlasting love. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Romans chapter 8, verse 32, he said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also give us all things freely? If he can give his son Jesus to die for you, what is bigger than Jesus? What is bigger? Do you know real faith? It's not God is powerful enough, not necessarily God is powerful enough to deliver me, but God loves me too much to leave me in bondage. Glory. Did you see that? There is faith in his power, but many doubt his willingness. Many doubt his love. But when doubt in his love is cancelled, you are in a realm of unquestionable, unstoppable faith. God loves me too much to allow my journey to end in shame. God loves me too much to allow the wicked to mock at my God and mock at my church going. God loves me too much to allow the gates of hell to prevail against my life. God loves me too much to allow me to believe him in vain. God loves me too much. God loves me too much. Can you hear this? God loves me too much to allow bad things to happen to me. He loves me too much. He loves me too much to watch my tears. He loves me too much to watch my pain. He loves me too much to watch my sorrow. When faith is shifted to the knowledge of the love of God, your struggle to believe comes to an end. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. When anything happens, like she feels a pain here, or something, I feel it more. You don't know, but at times I tell the devil, leave her alone, deal with me.
Wow. This is serious.
Yes, she doesn't know. Just leave her to rest, deal with me. Let's face. Yes. Yes. Now, I'm not doing to brag. I'm just giving an illustration. That is human being. How much more the God? Yes. Do you understand what I'm talking about? How much more? You see, when they came to arrest Jesus, you remember? The book of John 21, he said, whom seek ye? When he said that, they fell under the anointing. Then they came back again. He said, whom seek ye? He said, we are looking for you. He said, okay, if you seek me, see me, leave them alone. Leave this alone. Please pull it out for me from the scripture. If you seek me, leave my disciples alone. Jesus, therefore, did you get it? All right, let's start from verse 6. Verse 6. 18:6. As soon as, then as he has said, all right, go back to verse 5. They answered him, all right, verse 4. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? Keep going now. They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. He had a power they couldn't stand. That's the basis of falling under the anointing for some who may not understand. Then I see them again. Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. You will never forget this. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let this go their way. Leave them face me. Don't arrest them. Don't trouble them. Don't torment them. Don't crucify them. Let me face you. Leave them. That is the heart of your God for you. The heart of your maker, your creator. And I announce today, everything that is troubling you, your father shall tackle them. Jesus, whose crucifixion and resurrection season we are in, is stepping into the matter and telling that devil, look for me, leave them alone. I died on the cross of Calvary. Leave them alone. And that is what is happening to somebody. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Try and know God. 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 Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I come before you today. Say it louder, say, Father, I come before you today. I ask that you draw me closer to yourself. Help me to know you. Help me to know you.
Help me to know
Help
you.
Me to love you.
Help me to love
Help
you.
Me to know you.
Help me to know
like
you.
I have never known before.
Never known
Go ahead, you. Open your mouth and pray. Help me to know you.
Sotodita hando shata rabadia de gerero shata. Rando sotodita peka hando shete diga peke se digadas. Raka poparano sotodia peke tosete. Neketo sotodita peka hando shata rabadia de. Raka paruga do sotodia peka tosete.
Of Jesus. Amen. Wave your hands and give him the praise.